The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.
Another day, more stories about how the state is trying to deal with those seeking international protection when they arrive into the country. In a moment, we'll have Daniel McConnell, the editor of the Business Post, with us, and also Sinead Gibney, Social Democrats MEP candidate in the Dublin constituency. But first, Senator Barry Ward of Fine Gael. What's the point of clearing applicants away from Mount Street yesterday when today you've about 100 of them gathering there who've been told that there's no accommodation available for them and they get letters telling them that?
Well, the point of clearing it was that there was an issue that had to be addressed. It was a public health issue as much as a simple fairness issue, because people living and working in that area, it was untenable to have the situation that was there. So I'm glad the government took the action it did, and those people have been moved, but they have also been accommodated in an appropriate way. Not all of them, but we know that there is enormous pressure.
At least 30 of them had nowhere to sleep last night.
Yeah, and that is highly undesirable, but it is a situation that that is being dealt with. It will take a little bit of time, and I'm aware that the department has said today that there isn't accommodation available at this moment, but it's a situation that's in flux all the time.
100 people who won't have anywhere to sleep tonight, added to our already people who are homeless and sleeping rough in the streets in this country.
Well, no, I mean, there is a... I think it's very important to make a differentiation between international protection applicants and people who are, for example, seeking permanent accommodation, be it on a housing list or whatever it is. They're looking for very different types of accommodation. So the demand for international protection applicants' accommodation does not displace those.
Is there not an issue here, Barry, that you have people coming into the country seeking refugee status? And they're supposed to go through a system to decide whether they're actually suitable people to be given it. And rather than actually having somewhere there for them to stay while we go through the process, they're sleeping rough, which is a very difficult thing for any human to have to do. But we also don't know anything about them. So we're dispersing people all around the city, around the country, about whom we know little because they haven't gone through the application process. Is that acceptable?
Well, first of all, it's not the case that we know nothing about them. It's also that the reality is that the number of people who are required to sleep rough, and it is, as I say, highly undesirable, is a tiny proportion of the over 13,000 people, for example, who sought international protection in this country last year or the year before, for that matter. But I think there is an unfair narrative. I mean, these are people who are fleeing very often very difficult situations. They're coming here. They have put in an application. It may not yet have been processed fully or examined fully, and there is a rules-based system that is applied. Notwithstanding that, there are people who I passed on the street on the way here, Matt, who I know nothing about, but I'm not afraid of them, and there's no reason why I should be. So tourists come into this country we know nothing about. That's not a cause to be afraid of them, and that's not the problem. The problem is making sure that we can process the people who lawfully come here seeking asylum.
Okay, we've also got Sinead Gibney with us, who is a Social Democrat candidate for the European Parliament elections in Dublin. She's also a former Irish Human Rights Commissioner. Sinead, what do you make of the way that these applicants are being treated?
I think, like a lot of people, I'm just appalled at the situation. I mean, the government's approach to migration is just panicked, reactive, and frankly, shambolic. They just seem to be making it up as they go along. I mean, Barry said there that a tiny fraction, I think was the words he used. This is a significant proportion of the people who are coming into this country who are now experiencing homelessness. So it is not good enough. And I think what we're seeing is language being used by members of the government, which is simply punching down on people who are in destitute circumstances. And then this week, what we have seen is a minister who has tried to base emergency legislation on perspectives from her department without any clarity over the figures and where they came from. So I am disgusted at how the government has handled this. And it's been going on for 25 years. We have had a system of direct provision which has led us to this point. If we had seen real leadership in the government over that course of time, we would have been able to handle an increase in numbers like we have seen in the last couple of years. And we would be able to deal much more effectively now with what's happening at the border.
In fairness, though, haven't the numbers gone up dramatically in the last couple of years, way beyond what would have been coming in any of the previous 20 years?
The numbers saw a spike, 20 years ago when direct provision, 23 years ago now when direct provision was originally set up, was it in response to a spike? And that's similar to the spike that we're seeing now. Obviously, the numbers of people coming in through the Temporary Protection Directive, the Ukrainian population, is a different number altogether. But the numbers that we are seeing are not, I mean, they are unprecedented, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to handle them. We are a wealthy country and we have a choice about how we choose to handle international protection. And for years and years, people have been calling for the establishment of a robust, fair system. And the way I have described it is that it should be similar to our health system, our education system. It needs to be part of our state infrastructure because we live in a world where there is war, where there is conflict, where there is persecution and where there is global movement of people. And we just need to be realistic about it and stop feeding into this narrative that if we make Ireland less attractive, we're going to stop people coming. People are going to come and we can just take our heads out of the sand now and actually deal with it in a humane and dignified way and show those people the welcome that they deserve when they come to our shores.
Senator Barry Ward, is that what you're up to? Is that what successive governments have been up to? By not having plentiful places available for those who come, that it's an attempt to send out a message to don't come.
I don't think so. I don't understand why Sinead says that it's not an insignificant proportion. It's less than 0.75% of the people who sought or might seek asylum in this country. So it is a tiny proportion of the people who come here. But that's not what the government's at. The government has said all along, it's about a rules-based approach. It's about giving those people the dignity and the fairness that they deserve to come here. Nobody is saying that it's a satisfactory situation at the moment. But actually, what's totally absent from Sinead's response is what she would do instead, how she would solve this problem. And instead of actually saying that the government is doing enough, let's actually talk about solutions. Because one thing that is true of the government is that the response both to the temporary protection applicants from the Ukraine numbering now over 75,000 and the 13,600 people who came here seeking international protection last year, the response of the government has been extraordinary, and in the face of lots of people,
in what way extraordinary?
Because people said we wouldn't be able to accommodate more than 30,000 or 40,000 people 2 years ago, and we've now accommodated over 100,000 people, bar the 100, for example, who are there today. So I actually think let's look at what we have done positively, and let's look at what we can do to make sure that we resolve the situation for those people, that small proportion of people who are left in the lurch at the end of that line. Everybody wants to solve that problem, and I know the government would absolutely listen to constructive answers rather than political point scoring.
Okay, what about that point, Sinead Gibney, that the government has actually provided an enormous number of places to date? It's just falling down on the last few.
I think Barry's picking and choosing his statistics there. What he's talking about in terms of that 1% is when he includes all of the people who are coming in under the Temporary Protection Directive. There is a significant number of people who are coming in through the international protection who are now being faced with homelessness. In terms of what we should be seeing, we should be seeing a government who has a strategy, not blindly falling around with responses on a day-to-day basis. And we need communication. We've heard again and again that the government will put into place a communication strategy, but they keep on failing to do that. But in some ways, you kind of ask yourself, well, sure, they have no strategy to communicate anyway, so I'm not surprised. What we need to see and what we would do is to deliver 6 state-run reception and integration centres, as has been promised. We need to do an updated audit of the Ukrainian and IPAS accommodation centres so that we know exactly where we have space to put people. We need to better resource IPAS and give them the support they need as staff in a very difficult part of government to actually do their jobs properly. And these are the kinds of measures that we need to see, not tinkering around the edges with messages that feed into a narrative now of division and hate. We need to see actual policies that work for the people who are seeking international protection here.
I want to bring in Daniel McConnell, the editor of the Business Post, because apparently the leader of Fianna Fáil, Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, told his parliamentary party last night that a communication and engagement on the immigration issue must improve on all fronts. Is communication going to sort out the issue of providing accommodation for those 100 international protection applicants who got letters today telling them no accommodation available?
I certainly don't think it's going to solve every problem, Matt, but I do think there's a legitimate criticism to be there about how the government has tended to communicate, or the state and its agencies have tended to communicate the movement of people into this country. I think, you know, we've heard from a lot of communities who have voiced legitimate anger in some places where large numbers of people have been moved in, sometimes late at night, etc. like that. But the cynic in me, in terms of with my political hat on, Matt, you know, when things tend to go wrong, it always tends to be the communications of issues that tend to be the fall guy and tend to be what blamed rather than the actual substance of what's going on here. Clearly, without question, I think there's huge pressure now building on Helen McEntee, the Justice Minister, and on Roderick O'Gorman as well, because they're the two line ministers who've essentially been charged with dealing with the migration issue over the last 4 years. And the system simply can't cope and isn't coping with the volume and the complexity of issues that are now confronting the state. I don't think... barricading up Main Street now and putting fences up to stop the return of tents is an adequate solution. I think that just it smacks of the state kind of trying to disperse the problem somewhere else, just out of view of the sort of chattering classes or the media classes in Dublin. You know, it'll push it kind of further elsewhere. So, you know, kind of reminds me of, you know, the barricading off of laneways in Dublin City Centre by Dublin City Council because they simply can't police and clean it and protect it properly. So there are legitimate criticisms of the state and the state apparatus in relation to this, but what we're also seeing at political level is, you know, this is all playing in and feeding into what is already a pretty febrile election season. You know, we've local and European elections coming up here pretty shortly, and I think all of this angst and the spat with the British government, you know, certainly raises the potential of an earlier than expected general election, because obviously Simon Harris is coming in. As Taoiseach has said, he wants to go the full term, but we're getting into this very messy, very, you know, uncertain period of a political cycle where pretty much anything could bring a government down. And I think the chances are more likely now, given the sort of heat and the spat almost and the perceived slap down by Micheál Martin of Helen McEntee over the statistics in relation to the numbers coming in to the south from Northern Ireland in recent days.
And Danny, how significant then as well could it be that the reports suggest that at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night, she was been singled out by name as a problem?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen similar reports in, I think it was the Mail or the Mail on Sunday, that had a similar report about, you know, cabinet ministers voicing concern around Helen McEntee's performance. You know, she has become in recent days and weeks a bit of a lightning rod for criticism and controversy. Like, every government has had the sort of lightning rod politician at times. It was Shane Ross in the previous government. It was James Riley previously during his very controversial tenure in the Department of Health. So this tends to happen. And also, again, going back to the election season, you know, when parties, even those in government and in coalition government, are trying to eke out identity and trying to eke out their pitch going to the public in due course, we'll always look for a fall guy in another party. And Helen McEntee, unfortunately, fits that bill for the other party. I know, you know, she was described as a disaster by, I think, James O'Connor, the Cork East TD, and others were voicing serious concerns around Helen McEntee's performance. And I know that Taoiseach Micheál Martin was called upon to kind of essentially have her brought into the party to face down those internal critics. But whether that happens or not remains to be seen. But these things have happened before. I mean, Eamon Ryan, you know, has been the bête noir of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs over the blocking of various road projects before. But this issue is certainly, I think, a little bit more serious than that, given the volumes of people who are coming in, the manner in which they're coming into the country, and the fact that migration clearly has become the red-hot issue heading into these local and European elections.
OK, thank you very much, Daniel McConnell, editor of The Business Post. I was going to finish with a question each for our other two guests, and I'll start with you, Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats. Could it be that having facilitated over 100,000 people in a short period of time, and given that we don't seem to have the space available immediately, that there should be maybe a temporary halt in people coming into the country until such time as we're ready with the correct facilities to allow more in?
Well, I think that question has been raised a number of times over the last few years, but unfortunately, it's not a question that is based in reality, because we have international obligations. If people present themselves in Ireland seeking international protection, that we have to process them and we have to meet their basic needs while we're doing so. So I just don't think...
But sorry, if we can't meet their basic needs, if we can't give them even a tent to sleep in, let alone a bed, if we can't meet those basic needs, do we not have to have a pause until such time as we can do so?
No, we look at the reasons why we can't meet their basic needs and we fix those reasons. And the reasons are that we have had a shambolic approach to this by government for so many years that we are now in this situation. So that's what we have to look at. We have to fix it. We have to build modular homes. We have to provide, I mean, there are provisions to say that people can stay in tents for a short amount of time until appropriate accommodation is provided for them. But even that would allow for people to be kind of tided over into accommodation. But that is the situation. We have an obligation to do this, and we are not meeting those obligations. And meanwhile, we sign up to a new migration pact that we have. I mean, where is the confidence that we're going to meet those obligations either? The government has failed in this area repeatedly. And so we need to fix the issue, not expect the numbers to change, because we're not the only country facing this. Everywhere is going to see the same kinds of numbers, and everywhere is dealing with the same issues across Europe. So we have to take our head out of the sand, stop thinking that we can change what's happening outside and instead look at how we're dealing with people.
And just to finish with you, Senator Barry Ward of Fine Gael, how embarrassing was it yesterday, just as one of the examples of the debacle politically of the last week, that having said there was going to be about 100 Gardaí to deal with issues of immigrants coming in over the border, after being slapped on by Rishi Sunak in the House of Commons yesterday, the government had to come out late last night and say there was no question of putting extra Gardaí on the border?
Well, the 100 Gardaí were never about policing the border. They were about helping operational issues around immigration and asylum seekers. So I don't see the two things as being connected. I think what
certainly the British government certainly did and made much play of it in the House of Commons.
And the British government is in election mode and they will do what they need.
So you're in election mode.
I'm not in election mode. I'm talking.
You are. You've
got
European and local elections coming up.
But the reality is that the Irish government, in fairness, has always stuck to the rule of law and applied it. And I will agree with Sinead in respect of that, that we do have international obligations. What's ironic is that the very people who are opposed and saying that we should put a stop to any international applicants coming here are the same people who are opposed to the EU Migration Pact, which is actually going to give us avenues and valves to release pressure on us and enable the solidarity provisions within that to help us deal with the problem into the future. That's the irony of it. And once again, I say, you know, Sinead came up with lots of problems, but no solutions.
Thank you very much, Senator Barry Ward. Sorry, I've given both of you as much equal time as possible. Senator Barry Ward of Fine Gael, Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.